Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 16, 25 through 28, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We start with this mindful breathing because it gives our bodies and minds time to know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. I've used figures of speech in telling you these things. Soon I'll drop the figures and tell you about the Father in plain language. Then you can make your request directly to Him in relation to this life I've revealed to you. I won't continue making requests of the Father on your behalf. I won't need to, because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourselves to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father. The Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now, I leave the world and travel to the Father. I've used figures of speech in telling you these things. Soon, I'll drop the figures and tell you about the Father in plain language. Then, you can make your request directly to Him in relation to this life I've revealed to you. I won't continue making requests of the Father on your behalf. I won't need to, because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourselves to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father. The Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now, I leave the world and travel to the Father. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? I've used figures of speech in telling you these things. Soon, I'll drop the figures and tell you about the Father in plain language. Then you can make your request directly to Him in relation to this life I've revealed to you. I won't continue making requests of the Father on your behalf. I won't need to. Because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourselves to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father, the Father loves you directly. First I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now I leave the world and travel to the Father. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. I've used figures of speech in telling you these things. Soon I'll drop the figures and tell you about the Father in plain language. Then you can make your requests directly to Him in relation to this life I've revealed to you. I won't continue making requests of the Father on your behalf. I won't need to. Because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourselves to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father. The Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now, I leave the world and travel to the Father. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for always hearing us when we cry out to you, and for always answering us. Would you make our hearts and minds sensitive to the way you speak, that we may receive your words of life and love into the deep, hidden places of our inner beings. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.